Jasper, firstly, fantastic event.
It's very tearful. Yeah. Ian was really emotional.
Oh,
you
good.
Know.
I've already interviewed him.
Oh, right.
And he was so emotional about coming. It was quite strange, really, to see him.
Yes. Well, ever since I've been on the committee of the Stars, yeah, I've always thought that Ian Lavender needs one of these because he's such a major part of everybody's life. And he's a Brummie and not many people know it, you know. And so eventually we found he's got some time. And of course, with the Walk of Heroes,
brilliant,
it was a fantastic link.
Dad's Army.
Dad's Army. I mean, we were going to do a bit of a tribute to the Home Guard, but there wasn't really enough time. But I was really knocked out that Ian was so knocked out. Mm. And it's been a bit emotional this morning, Tom.
But he's loved it, you've loved it, yeah, the people have loved it as well. And he sort of ticks all the boxes, doesn't he?
He does. And he's, that's why he wears a beard, because he's instantly recognisable, you know. And we've just shown the first episode ever of Dad's Army. And it's in black and white. Yeah. And as I say, Ian looked like a fetus. He's just so young, Tom, so young. And he's got this history. And of course, you know, he was in EastEnders and he's done, you know, loads of parts here, there and everywhere. And it's great now that people start to recognise that he's a Brummie, a very successful Brummie and a very talented Brummie.
And a man who's proud of his city.
He is, yes. I mean, he lives in Suffolk, I think. But because I suppose when you're in the business, you have to be sort of handy to London in a way. When I approached him and I phoned him, he didn't believe.
No.
One, he didn't believe it was me, and two, he didn't believe the offer. All in all, it's turned out great. Unfortunately, he's a Villa fan.
Although, in the interview, he said to me, he said, I don't actually like football. I don't know anything about it, but I just did it because I wanted the underdog, because all my mates were Blues fans.
And of course, we presented him with the Villa scarf because, like, in what he wore in Dad's Army was a West Ham scarf.
Yeah.
It was claret and blue, but as you say, he knew nothing about football. So he's claret and blue.
I think you made that clear to him.
But I've been pulling his leg all morning, you know. And of course, it was amazing. There's loads of Villa fans in the audience. I didn't hear a Birmingham City fan, so I feel a bit outnumbered this morning. And of course, and the Lord Mayor, he's an Albion fan.
Yeah.
And they made us present Ian with a Villa scarf, you know. So, but I didn't have any tongues.
Jasper, well done. And you're enjoying this chairing this committee?
Yes, it's. I want to spend a bit more time on it, but of course I've been out touring.
Busy, yeah.
But I mean, so far, what I wanted to do was to really make it a Walk of Stars that meant something in the country.
Yeah.
And that's why last year we had Jeff Lynne and we got national publicity.
Yeah.
We had Trevor Francis Day, of course, again, national publicity. And we've got a bit of national publicity today with Ian, a lot of press here. And I want to make Birmingham Walk of Stars more famous than Hollywood. I know it's not going to happen, but that's my aim. And I was in Hollywood this year in March, when they presented Jeff Lynne with the Walk of Stars for Hollywood. And I'll tell you, Tom, it was nowhere near what we did.
We had a fantastic night, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Everything about it was fantastic. And it put the Hollywood Award, you know, at the bottom of the list, and I mean that. And I was there personally. I was a guest of Jeff's, you know. So
Hang on, I'll just pick the name up if you don't mind. Can I just pick the name? but you were championing the city again, aren't you? Which is wonderful.
You know how I love the city, Tom. Yeah. You know, I've always said, you know, Birmingham City is my second love. Yeah. City of Birmingham is my first love.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to speak up for the city. It gets a rough deal, I think. Mind you, you know, you could say that about a few places. But if you don't shout loud, no one's going to hear you.